New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, as part of his efforts to combat climate change, proposed the creation of a $3 billion Restore Mother Nature Bond Act in his State of the State address. He calls it the nation's most aggressive program for habitat restoration and flood reduction. I spoke with State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos about this and more.
Well, listen, this is an incredibly exciting time in New York's environment. You know, when you have the federal government pulling back on every level from environmental protection, you see New York stepping up in so many ways. And the governor, I think, made it clear where his priorities are. His first announcement during the State of the State was the environmental announcement, this big announcement about the Restore Mother Nature Bond Act, which would be, if passed by the voters, a $3 billion initiative designed to basically remake many of the restore many of the problems that have arisen across the state in our watersheds, in our communities with flooding, cutting off habitat, preparing the state really for the next 50 years of expected climate change and extreme storms.
Any projects that come to mind? Anything specific where you're thinking, wow, if this Bond Act comes through, we can get going on X, Y, or Z?
Sure. Well, I don't want to get ahead of our negotiation. Certainly, the budget will begin to, which comes out next week, will begin to put some color on the language that we announced, that the governor announced last week. We'll negotiate that with the legislature over the coming months during the budget process, and then obviously it goes to the voters. But the kinds of projects we're talking about would involve the things that people are very familiar with. During storms, during extreme storms, when you have water washing over roads, occasionally you need to right-size culverts, expand the width of the distance under a bridge or a culvert area, restoring freshwater tidal wetlands, so reclaiming natural floodplains. The governor's talked about restoring shellfish populations as well, and shellfish, in a way, are nature's filter. Rebuilding our fish hatcheries to bring fish to our waterways, and then addressing contamination all across the landscape. I mean, these are the kinds of things, the decisions that the state and others have made over the last 150 years that have really set us backwards. The governor has made it clear we want to look forwards and really remake the state.
With New York State facing a $6 billion deficit and Governor Cuomo set to deliver his budget address Tuesday, Sagos responds to how the shortfall might impact DEC, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
I look really at the State of the State book. Page one in the governor's speech was his first initiative was the environment. And he spent 40 pages or so talking about all the things we want to do. This after a year of incredible accomplishments on the environment with the climate law that we worked on and passed. I feel like DEC is an incredible place right now. The governor's made his commitment to the environment. He recognizes the connection between the economy and the environment, that if the state is to remain competitive for the next generation, we have to protect our environment. And we've been doing that for 8 years. Obviously, the deficit is real, and we all have a responsibility to help close that. But I feel like the governor is giving us the resources we've needed since day one, and I don't expect that to change.
Earlier this week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, with NASA scientists concurring, said 2019 was the second hottest year in NOAA's 140-year climate record, just behind 2016. NOAA scientists say the world's five warmest years have all occurred since 2015, with 9 of the 10 warmest years occurring since 2005.
You would have to have your head so deep in the sand to believe that climate change was not real. I mean, this is has been an incredible 5 years with severe weather, wild swings in temperature. I mean, we're seeing species of fish that are just moving out of New York's waters, moving north. Ocean acidification, a real issue, on and on and on. I mean, the facts are all in front of us. We just have to choose to accept them as facts and not as fiction. And in New York, we are embracing that. We're putting our actions behind our words and transitioning to renewables. And frankly, and obviously that's what the climate law that we passed last year was all about. The Bond Act, in a way, is the other side of that coin. Right, it is what is the state suffering from, and how do we restore it? how do we restore the natural balance in the state? So that, you know, that will be a big focus of how we describe this to the public.
That climate law Cuomo signed last year is the Climate and Community Protection Act. Democratic State Attorney General Letitia James announced a lawsuit Thursday against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, alleging the agency is ignoring its legal responsibility under the Clean Air Act to control upwind sources of pollution that create smog in New York. Sego says it's the right action to take.
Well, listen, I mean, New York has made incredible strides in reducing ozone emissions and all kinds of air emissions. We've made great progress in our 50 years. We now suffer from upwind sources. I mean, we are out of compliance in certain areas because of emissions in other states. We are 100% with the Attorney General's office on that litigation. It's something that we have been calling for a while. We petitioned the federal government for help on this. They refused to agree to our petition. So now we're left with the courts, and I think this litigation is spot on.
Connecticut is joining the suit. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.